Welcome to Motor Media Podcast, a space where we discuss diversity and inclusion, where we celebrate human rights, equality, equity, and fairness.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Motor Podcast, where we celebrate music, art, and life. Today, I have with me Brian, a fashion blogger, a poet. Hi, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. On today's topic, we're talking about COVID and the effects it has had on the youths and our work. So how has COVID affected you?
For starters, I feel like the first impact has been about how it has been so hard as a creative to sort of flourish in entrepreneurship or the business that I do, because I live off creativity, but that has become something that is like my source of income. So for me, the first thing that COVID really did for me was to like fumble my bag.
Mm-hmm.
It was really difficult for people to really move as before and for people to trust to be in contact with you, which was really, it was so hard for me. So it then meant I had to think outside the box and expand in my creativity. And also, I feel like it has just made it difficult for everything has been slow. Everything is not moving at the pace that it used to move before, and it has caused a lot of delay.
You can't chase the bug like the way you used to.
No, you can't. And I mean, we are social, human beings are social beings, and we can't even hug each other when we see each other. So it was very hard. Still very hard.
But you're working through it.
Yes.
So how is it going with the current situation? I see things are opening up. Mm-hmm. Like the world is slowly opening up. So do we see a silver lining somewhere there? Somewhere in this dark cloud?
Yes. Definitely, we do see a silver lining. There's light at the end of the tunnel because measures have been put in. So, and people have just come to realize that, okay, we have to live with COVID and we have to protect ourselves. And at the moment, I feel like things are really, really, really getting better.
Mm-hmm.
People are beginning to sort of move on with life and just continue with how things were before, with precautions, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I see things moving. I see my what I do, everything in my creative niche flourishing, and obviously to get better and better as this progress. So things are really getting better. People are beginning to just say, okay, you know what, COVID is here to stay, but we gotta move.
Yeah, we move still.
We move still.
But I've seen how COVID has taken the internet by storm. Like people, like content creators have taken the internet and are busy creating content. So how was that for you, since you're already a blogger and you put your content on the internet? So wasn't that like boosting? Did you have more followers, more views during this time when people were home doing nothing beyond your phone?
Yes, actually, I feel like the internet is what was our saving grace, if you can put it that way, because it was our only source of not only information but of income. But also at the same time, I felt connected with people more during COVID times because of the internet. And when the pandemic was really, really bad, severe, I survived off a writing gig for a certain publication. So I was writing for a certain publication and they would update their website every week.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was something I just did. It was like 3 months. Yeah. So I feel like the internet was our escape code, but at the same time, it was like that thing that just helped us escape reality, but still be aware of what is going on. Yeah.
Okay, so do you have any other advice you can give young creators, like in such an instance where we have another pandemic, like how to face it? Like I know that young people listening right now, they're like, oh my God, Brian still did his thing when COVID was at its peak. So like what advice would you give the young listeners and people that want to be content creators?
I think for me, the advice is Don't be too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Things can change in a day, but that doesn't mean you should stop doing what you do, because if you love what you do, you will always find, you will always find means and ways to survive and to nurture what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the advice is just keep doing what you do, be consistent, and everything that you do, just be strategic about it. Have a plan. It's important to have a plan. Don't just move aimlessly. Have a plan, have a goal, and achieve what you are doing. So just work hard. At the end of the day, you will always succeed.
So, Brian, where can people find you? What are your social media handles?
Okay.
Where they can see your work?
People can follow me on Facebook. It's my personal profile is Brian Manda. My page is Brian C. Manda. Search, follow. Send me a friend request. I will accept. Twitter and Instagram, it's IAMBRYO. And my blog is www.brianmanda.wordpress.com. Buy me a domain.
Okay, thank you. So we've had a great show from me, Namwaka Limpo, from Umoto Podcast. Have a great day and enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this amazing and educative podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Umoto Zambia. For more amazing content, don't forget to stream us live next week, where we discuss amazing topics about diversity and inclusion. Thank you so much.